It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande. And we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
In front of a crowd of 11,938 fans at SAP Center at San Jose, final score today, the Arizona Coyotes 5 and the San Jose Sharks 2. Time now for the instant replay to tell you how it all happened. It began with some power plays in the first period. Henry Thrun taking a delay of game over glass penalty at 1:20, resulting in Lawson Crouse striking first for Arizona. On the right side, Coyotes move it in. Logan Cooley, no relation to Devin, stick handling for the Coyotes, holding onto it, 10 seconds on the power play, throws it across the rink, Michelli stops it, turns in a counterclockwise direction to the slot, shot, score! That's Lawson Crouse getting the pass from Michelli after he did that complete 360 on the left wing boards, and it's 1-0 Arizona on the power play. That was a really nice pass by Michelli, who got the primary assist along with Logan Cooley, the Arizona number one pick. As Lawson Crouse got his 22nd goal of the season, he's another first-rounder at 3:17. That power play goal was Crouse's 22nd goal of the season. It was 1-0 Coyotes. But Henry Thrun, who was in the penalty box on that play, came out, and once the Coyotes' Travis Dermott took an interference call at 3:45 of the game, it would be Thrun on the point that would tie it. Face-off left side of goaltender Connor Ingram. Zetterlund will take the draw, and he wins it. Thrun, right point, feeds to the left. Here's Granlund, back to Thrun, one-time shot, score! How's that for retribution? Henry Thrun took the penalty, Sharks gave up a power play goal, and now the young kid out of Harvard slaps one home to tie the game 1-1. That was a nice goal by Henry Thrun, his first of 2 points on the day. Third goal of the season for Thrun from Granlund and Zetterlund. Power play goal at 4:23 of the first, 1-1 the score. But then in one of the flukier plays of the night, a weird bounce ended up being an unassisted goal, and it would be Liam O'Brien that would get credit for it at 11:07. Kerfoot into the Shark zone. Lead Carconi. He scored a couple of goals in that big game. Throws it in front of the net. There's a tip on goal. The save. Score! I think that Blackwood thought that he was going to get a whistle there, and the puck trickled in after the referee did not blow the whistle. In a weird scramble in front, a centering play by the Coyotes was tipped on goal. Carconi was behind the net, threw it in front, and it was tipped on goal by Liam O'Brien, and it looks like Kerfoot is going to get credit for that goal. Well, it looked like Kerfoot was going to get credit, but he never really touched it before it crossed the goal line. So Liam O'Brien getting credit for his career-best fourth goal of a season. It was an unassisted goal. Looked like it was knocked in by the Sharks effectively on that play. So at 11:07, that proved to be a very important goal for Arizona, and they would take a 2-1 lead. But that's definitely one that the Sharks regretted for the rest of the day. In the second period, Luke Cunnan continued all of his theatrics from yesterday, throwing his weight around and then finishing things off. But this time he picked up his first home goal in quite some time to tie it up. Thrun sends in deep behind the net, but there's Brown knocking it away from Bortolo. Backhands behind the goal line. There's a hit by Cunnan knocking his man in. Wow, what a body hit. And Cunnan goes from behind the net out in front for a backhand chance that's stopped there by Ingram. Front in front. Tip by Cunnan. He scores! Luke Cunnan makes that home play work. His last home goal was here at SAP Center in November. A game winner against Washington. This one is a game tire to make it 2-2. And that's all Luke Cunnan right there. Nice play by Luke. 10th goal of the season for Cunnan. Thrun and Graff get the assist. Colin Graff, his first NHL point on the play, and Henry Thrun, his second point of the contest at 11:40 of the second period. Unfortunately, that would be as close as the Sharks would get today. They were tied up 2-2, and in period number three, it would be Arizona that would take over. As it turns out, another one of their number one draft picks from the last couple of years, Dylan Gunther, would get the game winner. Now there's the play back at the Sharks' blue line. Kerfoot, lead pass, breaking in. Gunther shoots, score! turnover by the Sharks. They couldn't quite get the puck, a little slow to it. And Kerfoot gets it to Gunther. And the number one draft pick from a couple of years ago beats Blackwood to make it 3-2 Arizona with 15:04 to go. He was selected a couple of picks after William Eklund in 2021. Dylan Gunther's 14th of the year, assisted by Alex Kerfoot and Lawson Krause at 3:56 of the third, proved to be the game-winning goal in this contest. But two more goals in the third for Arizona. Clayton Keller was around the puck all day long, and he finally got a reward for it at 14-13. Here comes Schmaltz, drop pass, score! Keller gets the drop pass from Schmaltz and bombs it home. That was only a matter of time before Clayton Keller would take advantage of the Sharks, and that booming shot gets by with 5:47 to go. It's 4-2 Arizona. And so that put the game pretty much out of reach. Keller's 33rd of the season, assisted by Nick Schmaltz. And that line of Schmaltz, Keller, and Bjugstad stayed on the ice. And at 16:54, with goaltender Blackwood pulled, another empty netter against San Jose. Now Granlund on the near side gets to Bailey. Puts it in the direction of Studnicka. Couldn't get it. Empty net there for Schmaltz. Score! So Nick Schmaltz gets his second point of this third period. Empty netter, 5-2 Arizona. That was his 22nd goal of the season. Nick Schmaltz from Keller and Durzi. So Keller and Schmaltz, each one goal and one assist in the third period of play. But by that time, Arizona was in command, and the Sharks' legs were awfully weary from the back-to-back situation and all of the emotion and how much it took to beat St. Louis yesterday. No excuses, but still, it certainly took its toll. Final score, Arizona 5, the Sharks 2. That is our Sharks instant replay for today. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.